This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we are showing the Hawks some love, that's for sure. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Brian Oliver, Georgia Tech legend, FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst. And we'll get his take on what's going on with the Hawks, man. And what else does he think they may do, or what does he think they need to do, Mike? Because guy hit me up. He said, Dukes and Bell, man, don't we still need a point guard, a backup?
Well, that's something you and I talked about. And there's a couple of guys are starting to go, picked up nowadays. But we did mention, by the way, Caris LeVert does sign with Detroit, so that's an option. And by the way, we got a better, younger version of that now.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
With Nikhil. But, yeah, I think you could argue to not have any fall off and have another point guard. By the way, so is Bufkin get in that role, or just he's not that guy? Where's I mean, that's because guys were asking me about him yesterday in the text line. You don't feel it?
We were talking about this earlier. I'm not completely sold.
Okay.
About Kobe Bufkin, he may be ready, Mike. I think he's had limited playing time. Wallace is a killer, man. Wallace is like his brother. Okay, they're twin brothers, guys. For those who don't know, his brother just won a chip with OKC. Right. We've got his other brother. I do think those guys are being groomed as potential backups. Are they dynamic enough offensively to come into a game and run the offense? I don't know how Quinn Snyder feels about that. But, somebody threw out Kyle Lowry coming in as a vet and signing and somebody that could come off the bench. He's been a champion, is a champion, won a lot of games. Would that be interesting enough to maybe do something like that? That's the kind of guy, Mike, that, you talked about Chris Paul and some of these other veteran guys.
Right.
But if they don't want to go that route, it tells us that they totally believe in Kobe Bufkin, and they certainly believe in Wallace and some of the other guys that they have on this roster.
Do we have enough money for a Malcolm Brogdon? You like that, J.D.?
I think we do.
I make these names.
I think we do.
Because we're coming back on digital. We'll have streaming. But right now, I'll mention a name, and I immediately turned to Damian. And I gauge the response. Because Dominic generally is like, okay, I like Dom. Dom's like, yeah, I like that. Damian's like, yeah. So what do you feel about that? How about that? Brogdon coming off the bench.
No, I can't. We can't hear you, bro. Yeah,
oh, my bad.
There you
Sorry
go.
About that.
I mean, he's so disgusted, he's not even speaking.
I know.
No. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Because Gary Trent, by the way, goes back to Milwaukee. That's the name I brought
up
yesterday.
But Brogdon, I thought Brogdon, where am I? So Brogdon's where right now?
He's in D.C., isn't he?
Yeah.
D.C. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay. Wow, you sound excited.
Okay, never mind. I'll get back to the drawing board.
The thing with me is I'm a big guy. I love bigs.
Right.
And I still don't feel like we have a physical big.
Right.
I think our bigs are finesse perimeter players. So I'm personally looking more. I know we do need the backup for Trey, but I think we can suffice with what we have at guard play.
So And the reason why I'm hesitant on Bufkin is because I just don't feel like he's had a chance to develop yet, right? We've had him, this is year three, right? He was hurt last year. So he just hasn't played enough, Mike, for us to feel like, okay, yeah, he's got it or he's coming. That's the only problem. It doesn't mean that he can't do it. And remember, he was a high draft pick coming out of Michigan. So, he may be that guy when he's healthy.
I know that we've talked about a bunch of the point guards, athletic guys. You also want guys who play a little defense, too. So if Trey's off the floor, you get maybe a little intensity on your defense. Although now with the pieces we put together, with Nickeil Alexander-Walker on the floor and Dyson Daniels on the floor with Trey, now you're not worried. So this was the argument which we always get into. It's you can't compare Trey to Steph. Steph Curry's a unicorn. But Steph also had great players around him in Golden State. So you could get by. Like people like think like Steph Curry was Gary Payton. No, he's not.
No.
Never was. You know, he's an okay defender, and Trey's slightly a liability. I mean, sometimes Trey gets in the passing lanes, but that's about it, right?
Well, I think, look, you're trying to take advantage of smaller guys. It's just the nature of the game, right? You're trying to take advantage. And if I'm Mike 6'8", I'm trying to take advantage of a 6'3", Steph Curry. If I'm 6'8", right. I'm trying to take advantage of a 6'1", 6'2", Trey Young. That's just what it is. But it doesn't mean that you can't be on the floor if you have guys that can help and your defense and your rotations are where they should be. Guys just get to the bucket freely, like passing you, right. And just that happens way too many times with right. our team. And the better you get on defense on the wings, then that becomes your strength. And that's why, you know, when we talk about like traditional centers, we don't have there's no Patrick Ewing's protecting the rim, guys. All right, there's no Will right. Chamberlain's waiting on you in the lane. Like that's not how the game is played these days. So yeah, Mike, you need everybody to be able to rotate and help.
And so that's why I said a guy like Brook Lopez, while you wait for Asa Newell to kind of come into his own, because it's not going to happen in just one season, and Double O is kind of a four anyway. I think he's better suited in that position.
Yeah.
But real quick, I looked it up. He's still out there as Tyus Jones from the Suns. I think that'd be a nice fit. It might fit financially as a backup off the bench for Trey.
We're going to see where they go. I still think they have another move. We're going to see how this fits.
Giannis.
And what it looks like. If you are wondering, the lineup is out for the Angels, and Money Harris is in the lineup. Ronald Acuna leading off. Acuna for life! Matt Olson, Ozuna hitting third, Riley, and then you've got Drake Baldwin behind the dish tonight. Ozzie Verdugo is in left field. Michael Money Harris is back in center, and Nick Allen is playing shortstop. Grant Holmes is on the hill. Let's do something, man. Can we do something? Can we do something?
And it's funny, you and I were talking. I had the conversation last hour about the Braves pitching. A couple of guys hit us up on the text line saying, you know, hey, we don't have any other pitchers. I mean, we don't really have any other options, you know? I mean, you could bring up another dude from Gwinnett who's not doing much in Gwinnett. And as you guys know, AAA, that's why, you know, this guy came all the way from high A quickly in double A for five games and up, talking about Didier Fuentes, because AAA is kind of a holding pen. You know, so it's just a drag that the Braves don't have more depth. They're not the only team dealing with it, but you've got to support Fuentes. Hell, you got to put 6 or 7 runs on the board of Elder's pitching because like he's back to being a pinball machine.
Yeah, it's and that's the thing. You can bring guys up. Can they eat up innings, Mike? Can they keep you in games without burning up your bullpen? And that's really the question where we're at. But we also got to hit, and this is the issue. We're so consumed with the pitching, and rightfully so. If the team was consistently scoring runs, we would not be having this conversation. If we were putting up 5 runs like we were a few years ago, guys, every night you knew you were going to put up 4, 5, 6, 8. That's been our issue. We're going to see what they do tonight. But the lineup is out. Money Harris, after a couple of days off, is back in it. Let's talk some NFL and 4th and 1. So the big news today, Darren Waller comes out of retirement. He is going to be the replacement for Jonnu Smith, who now is going to be a Steeler. Mike mentioned it. Giants unload the veteran tight end because they still owned his rights.
Right.
Don't know how this is going to work out as far as how productive he'll be. He turns 33 in September, Mike, but he says he wants to play. And so he comes back motivated and possibly motivated for a team that he actually wanted to come out of retirement and play for.
And that's cool. I mean, we talked about, when his game, but I guess he had 4 or 5 years, he was really a rock solid piece. He had a start in his career with the Ravens, didn't really work because he had some issues off the field, cleaned it up, Georgia Tech guy. And then, you know, he's for a while, he's one of like the top 5 tight ends in the league.
Yeah, and speaking of tight ends, look, the move with Jonnu Smith, reunited with Arthur Smith, our former head coach, who's now the OC there. Dan Graziano was on ESPN today talking about how good this trade is for the Steelers. But does it make them better than the Bengals? Or the Ravens, or anybody else in that division?
Jalen Ramsey, obviously great player, but it does. My concern about the Steelers' offense is the age on it, right? And I don't see how this helps that concern because they're not, you know. But look, it's an area of need, an area of concern where they get stronger, and maybe it's a hedge, you know, because Darius Slay, older player as well. So I mean, good move for the Steelers, but no, I don't see it as something that takes them past the Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Do you? Do you think they're better than either Cincinnati or Baltimore at this point? I'm talking about the Steelers after that trade.
By the way, is T.J. Watt going to sit out this?
No way.
You don't make the money. You don't get it back, guys. It's now part of that CBA that was signed here years ago. So, but he's really ticked off. He's blown off all the offseason workouts. And it's going to be – now, no T.J. Watt. That's a whole different animal on that defense. You know, with a Hayward is one thing, but you got to have T.J. on the other side. So that's interesting. You know, Minkah Fitzpatrick was a tremendous safety. They may, ironically, use Jalen Ramsey as a safety. Maybe he's better suited for that at this stage of his career either way.
No, no doubt. I don't think they're necessarily better than the Ravens.
But Ravens
– that's the team.
Yeah. Look, Ravens have got to be clutch. You know, they've got when they get into those, you know, they can whip through the season, Carl, win 13, 14 games. But then when you get against Buffalo, when you get in these playoffs, Lamar's got to have a complete. I know Mark Andrews was the scapegoat. Lamar's got to be clean himself. And I'm a big Lamar fan. So if they can do that, because I think, you know, he should have won the MVP. We've debated the argument that he's got more weapons. Some people say Josh has less weapons around, but wide receiver. That's why Josh Allen won the MVP. It was super close. Margin was super thin. But to me, the Ravens still run that division.
Yeah, they're the team to beat for me. I don't think the Steelers are better than them, but we've got the season to prove it. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Big shout out to Randy Moss, who is going to return to television. His recovery from cancer has progressed enough for him to return full time for 2025. And look, he's one of my all-time favorite players. For all the things that he was able to do, but the swag and how he went about his business. But, Mike, that's great news, not for just football fans, but also for Randy Moss. You know, it was between his pancreas and his liver, for those who don't remember.
Ah.
And he had to take a break.
Right.
And then he announced in December that he underwent successful surgery, received chemotherapy and radiation. But he's going to be back on. So that's fun. And certainly a welcome for that show. We talk about these pregame shows. No disrespect to any of them. Like, you know, you got your favorite show. Maybe you watch before the games. But there are certain guys that I do enjoy listening to, and Randy's one of them because he did it at a high level.
Right.
Hey, man, big shout-out to a local dude. Rodney Harrison, Mike, is going into the Chargers Hall of Fame.
Love that dude, man.
I do, too.
He's a baller. But for the Chargers?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where he was before he went to
New
England.
That's right. It's funny because that was at the Schottenheimer years?
They drafted him. He was a baller there. And then obviously Belichick was like, I need that.
Right.
And then he goes to New England. But
we've had Rodney on the show a bunch of times. He used to do the show from our studios back in the day.
Yeah, he's a hell of a dude, man. Was a heck of a player. But congratulations. I just hit him up and said, congrats, man, on going in the Hall of Fame. Any Hall of Fame you're going in the NFL is a big deal. It's a team Hall of Fame, obviously, but well-deserved. Also, Deshaun Watson, Mike, reportedly involved in the Browns quarterback room this offseason.
No, no, no. Get out of there.
Particularly with mentoring.
No, no, no.
Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Da, 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 da. You see, guys, when you're in the room, you pull the towel down just a little bit.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
And then you kind of do the pelvic thrust.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about quarterbacking.
What's that? Oh.
Quarterbacking.
Oh, yes, yes. By the way, outstanding, you know, local kid from up there near Gainesville and on his way to Clemson. But sorry, man. It just is what it is. I couldn't resist. I know it was a cheap, low-hanging fruit crawl, but
it really was. But it was funny.
But again,
he's doing
the pelvic thrust.
Okay, stop it. Dylan Gabriel, do you give him any shot at this?
None whatsoever.
I don't either.
No, he's not that. That's why, again, they should have just drafted. Where this thing played out, and all the conspiracy nuts and everybody who felt that this is the greatest crime since the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped, that this guy fell, I don't know. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he didn't say. I like Deion. I think a lot of people don't like Deion, and I think his son pays for it. But made no sense to do that and then go get him. I mean, but they did, and we'll see. I mean, like, the one guy that no one's given any fighters puncher's chance is Pickett, because everyone's seen him. You've seen him in the Steelers. You've seen him in nothing. Other than being the victory cigar for the Super Bowl, that's the high water mark for two gloves Pickett.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But apparently Deshaun is doing his part. He's not playing, guys. He's recovering from a second Achilles.
Well, at least you can do with all that money you're making and you're not playing a lick.
Well, look, I think, you know, it's only a matter of time, meaning this season, before the Browns cut bait and move on. And then we'll see if he's able to revitalize his career. Mike, the problem is, and I said this, Deshaun Watson hasn't been good since 2018. That's the last time we were talking about Deshaun Watson being a
football
top
player.
Five elite quarterback in
remember
this league.
Remember like the first five games before he got hurt that first year? Remember that? I mean, it was like, this is the new Mike Vick. This is Mike Vick with more accuracy, was kind of like the vibe at the time. Hey, you mentioned the Steelers, and do they have enough offensive pieces? We know we talked about Jonnu Smith in that trade, along with Jalen Ramsey going to Pittsburgh. You're talking to Tyler Boyd, speaking of older dudes.
Coming back. Or at least wanting to play in Pittsburgh.
Right. And we'll see, because they do. One thing we did talk about is that it's a very thin wide. I mean, as far as the perception of it, it's a thin talent-wise wide receiver room.
Snake Eye says, Dukes and Bell, if the Hawks somehow pull off this trade, he's got Giannis in a Hawks uniform. Stop playing, man. All right? Stop playing.
And by the way, appreciate Jason Gibson hitting us up while we were talking last segment. Apparently, Tyus signed a one-year deal with Orlando. I was talking about the Suns guard. So that was a dude that I said maybe would fit for us, Carl, because the price was right. But apparently he is off. He is Tyus Jones signs in Orlando. He's off the book.
All right, good stuff, man. More hoops conversation coming up next. My man Brian Oliver, BO FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst. He calls college basketball as well. Georgia Tech legend joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It is Dukes and Bell. Got to give producers credit to Lauren, who says Keaton Wallace is 4 years older than Kaysan, who won the chip with Oklahoma City. I said they were twins. She says he's 4 years older. But Keaton Wallace was the guy we were talking about. Do they trust him enough to be the backup here for Trae Young? And, you know, look, we don't know where that's going to go and whether we're going to sign another potential point guard. And also, Mike, you mentioned Tyus Jones signed, right?
Yeah. Tyus Jones has a one-year deal down in Orlando. I thought he'd be a nice backup coming off the bench for Trae. We still got money to spend after all the moves we made.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's talk to my man, Brian Oliver, Georgia Tech legend, FanDuel Hawks, NBA analyst.
Lethal Weapon 3!
Joining us right now here on the show. B.O., man, it's good to have you on. These moves by the Hawks have a lot of people excited, and we wanted to get you on and get your take on this, man. And first, before we get to yesterday, let's talk about the Porzingis move. What did you think when they made this move to trade for Porzingis?
I mean, first of all, CD and Mike, thanks for having me on, man. I'm excited like any other Hawks fan and just what the Hawks have been able to do. Shout out to Ansi Saleh, man, and the Hawks front office. They have been flat out cooking. I thought when we got Porzingis, obviously there's the deal with can he stay healthy and give you, you know, plus 40 games. But I think when you look at what he adds, if he is healthy, he is a dude at 7'2", where they name him the unicorn. He gives you an inside-outside presence, you know, with the Hawks and how they want to play that pick and pop. I think he could be dangerous. I think that he gives you an opportunity to give you a dedicated score at the five. But the moves that they have made, even with Porzingis and the draft pick and then these other additions, man, I'm super and crazy excited.
And that's the thing. We're looking for defense. I mean, we haven't played much. Nate wanted something to really do that for him back in the day, Brian. But it seems like with Nikhil Alexander-Walker, you got a guy that, like, all of a sudden with Dyson Daniels, now all of a sudden you got pieces that you've never had on the floor before.
Well, you're right, because when you look at Nikhil Alexander-Walker and what he brings, man, this is a dude that gives you another lockup wing defender, a guy that, you know, that can knock down a jump shot. He's a underrated playmaker because you can give him the ball and he can touch the paint, create for everyone else. He can go get you a bucket. And I think that, you know, what you've seen from this last championship series between the Pacers and the Thunder, if you've got depth and you've got length, those are the things that are important. And if you look at what we've been able to do, we're getting Porzingis, we're getting Asa Newell, getting, you know, Alexander Walker and Kennard, we're getting length. And then if you've got guys that are athletic, that can defend, now you're talking about you give trade opportunity to be able to cook, we get up and down. I mean, you saw it. When we were healthy, I mean, we were formidable, and we were in a position where we could have finished as high as fourth if everyone had stayed healthy.
Brian Oliver joining us, guys, FanDuel Hawks, NBA analyst, college basketball analyst as well, and as we said, Georgia Tech legend, did incredible things at Georgia Tech to help put that program on the map. But let me ask you about this, because this is a discussion we've talked about with Jalen. Part of this, you know, excitement is predicated on the fact that, is Jalen going to be healthy, right? And we're assuming he's going to be ready for camp, and we've heard nothing. But B.O., that's the deal, right? I mean, Jalen's such a big part of this because he gives you so much flexibility in the things that he can do on the floor.
Well, I mean, and you talk about it. I mean, in 2023-24, you know, he was limited to 56 games. You're talking last year. Jalen Johnson only played 36 games, which is crazy for me to think about, because when you're looking at a guy who had a breakout year last year, I mean, he was the talk of being on an all-star, a possibly most improved player. And when you lose your second-best player, makes it hard. But he's a guy that can do it all. Quinn did a good job of giving him, you know, the ball. And you know that Jalen, outside of his scoring and his off-the-charts athleticism, he was probably your second-best playmaker and a guy that can do everything. So when you lose him, you lose so much because – CD, you know that we always call him Swiss Johnson.
Swiss, yeah.
Because he could do so many different things a la Swiss Army knife. And so with the Hawks additions, you also got to factor in the health part, because that has been the real major key for this team. If they can stay healthy, you know that they can beat anyone in the league. And now when you look at how Boston, Milwaukee, and then you look at some of these other teams that have fallen off, the Hawks are positioning themselves right now where they could easily be one of the top three or four teams in the league, but that's that factor. Can they stay healthy?
All right, this might be pie in the sky, B.O., but I'll throw it out there anyway, because Vegas has got Giannis and the Hawks at 6-1. In other words, aside from staying in Milwaukee, if you demanded a trade, we'd be the second favorite to get him. Obviously, we'd have to give up probably a Jalen Johnson, that unprotected Pelicans pick, and a whole lot more that aren't owned by the Spurs. But, could you even imagine Giannis in Atlanta?
Yo, I'm working normally doing these games. We get Giannis, bro. I'm buying four more season tickets. Just in the fact of getting Giannis. I don't know how I'm going to use them, but I'm going to tell you right now. The opportunity to get Giannis on the coupon, I know there are a lot of people on social media saying, hey, what we got to give up? But here's the thing, man. You push your chips in. If you get a dude like Giannis and maintain a lot of our valuable pieces and a declining East, we go for it. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now. CD, he and I are going to go ahead and we're going to write a little check and put a little something on it if we have to.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and get it. But I'm going to tell you right now that based on what we have, this is the most excited that I've been about the possibilities of Hawks team in a long, long time.
Brian, let's ask you about the makeup, because people get caught up in names and they get caught up in brands and they go, well, these guys aren't stars. Just talk a little bit about that, because it's about the right pieces around Trey, right? That's what they're trying to do. That's why you're so impressed with Anse and what he's been able, Anse Saleh and what he's been able to do thus far.
But CD, I'll tell you is that when, you know, the chemistry is really important, because when you look at having the right players, and then I'm going to go back to, let's just go ahead and pie in the sky. When this Hawks team had, they were full throttle. You had a healthy Jalen Johnson, you know, Clint Capello's doing his thing. And then you had our bench that was nice. When you look at what he's been able to do, we talk about, again, you want to have length. You want to have a deep bench. And I think that when you look at next year and what you've been able to put on the floor, you put yourself in a position, man, where you can compete, because now you've got Boston that's blown everything up. You've got Indiana that's going to be hurt because you've got Halliburton is no longer there. They let Miles Turner go. Then you look at the debacle over at Milwaukee. I just think that you got to have the right pieces, because it doesn't matter the star names, because when you look at what Brooklyn did when they had Kevin Durant, they had James Harden, and then Kyrie Irving. I mean, those are three guys you thought that should have put them in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
They did nothing. Look at the same thing over Phoenix. You got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and then you've got Bradley Beal. Those are star quality guys. So just because you got household names doesn't translate into wins. I think it's about the chemistry and the pieces that you put around your star.
Talking with our man Brian Oliver, guys, from Lethal Weapon 3 to the NBA, to have some great time in Europe. I want to ask you about the end, real quick, before I forget, because I talked about this last time we had John. You played over in Europe, and I got a chance back in the day, in the early 90s, to see some basketball over there. That is like basketball meets WWF. I mean, what was that experience like, and do you still think that younger guys coming over from Europe, are they just tougher? Obviously, they got the fundamentals, but it's a weird experience to play over there, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, man. So in case my wife is listening, I always got to say the best part of me playing overseas was coming home and meeting my wife in Italy. So I got to make sure that I check that
right
box
on. Check.
So I don't get in trouble.
I feel you. I feel you.
But here's the thing, though, guys, is that when you look at the level of talent that comes over, and then a lot of our MVPs and the top players in the NBA, a lot of them are European guys. And I think a lot of it is because these young kids at the beginning, they stress, you know, the fundamentals. AAU basketball is phenomenal. I got a daughter that plays in AAU, but I think that what happens is the emphasis on fundamentals at an early age. A lot of these younger players get a chance to play against grown men and adults, and their games are so mature by the time they come over here. It is amazing the amount of basketball and the knowledge that they get, because they're so dedicated. And they don't have the distractions that we have over here. I mean, we're spoiled as Americans, but I'm not going to lie to you. My 14 years abroad, man, was amazing.
Mm. You know the most interesting thing about this dude right here? Give me a little Italian, man. Give me a little bit.
Si, tu sai, io non vedo l'ora quando iniziamo questa stagione con le Hawks. Abbiamo le nuove gente. Io devo coco.
Fluid. We are literally on the bus, and Bio's like, hold on, man, I got to make a call. I'm like, cool, well, all right. And he starts speaking to Tim, like, who are you? Who is this? Fluid. So, man,
it is good. So Bio is like now the most interesting man in the NBA.
I'm telling you. It is good to have you on, brother. I'm glad you were able to join us today. FanDuel Hawks NBA analyst, and again, college basketball as well. But we're getting all these different perspectives. What you guys are hearing from all of our analyst guys is, Bio, you too. You love it, right? You love it. We're hearing this from everybody. Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm excited, guys. The last thing is that I think we need to decide on what's our backup right. point guard position. I know we still got some money to spend. Kobe Bufkin, you know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty. He's only played a combination of 27 games in the last two seasons. And so I think that front office needs to make a decision on what's the pathway there. But other than that, man, I'm excited. Like I say, would you say, CD, put him up.
Let's go. Let's go. B.O., man, appreciate you. We'll talk soon. Thanks for stopping by the show, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it, man. And as we said, we just spent some time talking about a little more athleticism and a little more, you know, defense or whatever you're looking for off the bench. And then, of course, the other idea, maybe just a stopgap. Brooks Lopez might be too expensive, but a big man to compliment. Or do you feel Mo Gay can step into that role?
I like Mo Gay. I mean, look, I said this. He started playing late, Mike. He was playing in a situation that wasn't ideal. He's a guy that should be getting minutes, not the kind of minutes he was getting last year because of the injuries. Clint Capella wasn't playing. I like Mo. But, again, what's your rotation with your bigs now when you look at this team? That's going to be something that we're going to be talking about, whether it's Okongwu, Moge, whether it's Asa. You start talking about how are you rotating these guys in and out, because, again, Clint Capella, guys, is gone.
Right, and Porzingis, I mean, we're excited, but we're tempering our enthusiasm because it could be a one-year audition, but he's got to be able to stay healthy. Otherwise, you will need another center because Ace Newell will not be ready to play against NFL and established NBA stars.
And I want to throw Jalen in there too. He's 6'9". So Jalen's also a guy that can do all the things. But I thought it was interesting. Brian Oliver said he only played 36 games. That's the thing Mike and I were talking about.
Right.
Like that number, you go from 56 to 36. Like at some point, I got to know you're good for 65 or 70 games a year, Mike. And we haven't seen that from him. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to get to. Yeah, man, no man's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Seth Emerson, guys, from The Athletic. Great stuff about the Georgia Bulldogs, but also an interesting piece he did on Brent Key in the Georgia Tech Jackets, man. We'll talk to him coming up at around 4:20. Real quick before we get to Yeah Man, No Man, we were hanging out today in the bullpen, which is where we kind of conjugate and everybody just, you know, gets together, talks about different things. And Dylan, okay, Dylan Matthews, who produces The Morning Shift, was here late again, Mike, and we bust his chops all the time about working late and being here. But ironically, today, our man, Day-Day, said, hey, family's out of town. I'm going to go to the Braves game tonight. Got an extra ticket. Dylan, would you like to go? And Dylan immediately was like, oh, and started making excuses. And we said, what's going on? So I want you to go to my Twitter and put him up, C. Dukes. All right. Go listen to his reasoning behind why he can't go to the game tonight with Day-Day for a free ticket. Just said, hey, you want to go hang out? Free ticket. And the excuse that he uses, you will be blown away, and you let us know what you think. I want to put it out there because I videoed him saying why he couldn't go to the game tonight.
I'm sorry I missed this. I would have loved to, you know, because you know me, I would have piled on and then said, are you a man or a mouse?
It's never too late, and he's a mouse. It's never too late. So go check this out. Trust me, it's something you want to see.
Is Dylan married?
Serious relationship.
But not married.
No, he's not married.
So no one has papers on him.
Well, you would think that she might. The way that he responds to this about not being able to go tonight without his lady, he basically told Day-Day that he could not go because he couldn't go without her going to the game. Am I lying, Day-Day?
All right. Not at all.
All right, you know what this is real quick? And I know Dylan may or may not be, if his girlfriend lets him listen, but this is a classic Yoko situation right here. She's Yoko'd him. She's neutered him. My boy Dylan, Carl. She's cut him off at the knees.
He said he could not go without his lady. That's what he said. And we said, well, don't you do other things without her? He was like, yeah, I do whatever I want. Obviously, that's not the case.
I mean, if they had a dinner date in place, okay, that's one thing. But if it's just simply, hey, buddy of mine's got an extra ticket, one ticket, sorry.
So, Mike, this is the other thing we said. Tell her, don't tell her. You got to go do something for work. He says, I can't do that. I'm afraid.
Now, see, my father always said that lying is sometimes good for a relationship. Sometimes it avoids a bigger conflict.
This man? He said he was afraid.
All right, Dylan, what happened to you? Dylan, right now, technically, I want to see your driver's license. You can't even have mail. It can't say mail on that. Say other.
I'm just telling you. Dylan, we love you, man. But I thought he said, and here's the thing. He leaves the building and goes, hey, Daddy, I'm going to call you later and let you know. You're going to let him know you're not going is what you're going to let him know. We got to get to yeah, man, no, man.
All right, guys. Dylan, yeah, I'll be waiting on your text, brother. If not, it'll be me, two seats, and two brews.
Make sure you take a picture of that empty seat that he could have occupied.
I'm going to put the brew in the seat. All right, let's start off with some TV. So, Mike, I finally watched that Poop Cruise.
Yeah, Carl already saw it. I was the second one on the show to see it, and then Day-Day just saw it. And
I just saw it.
Further evidence for me never, ever, ever going on a cruise.
Well, here's what I'll say to that point right there. I've never gone on Carnival. I'm happy with how Royal does things. So I'll continue to cruise for that sake. But I watched that thing last night saying to myself, had that been my first cruise ever, that would have been my last cruise ever. Yeah, man, no, man. If you had experienced what you saw on the Poop Cruise for your first cruise, you probably never would have stepped back foot on a cruise ship.
Yeah. I've told the story to Carl 5,000. We were on, I won't name the cruise line, but there was a storm that came through, took out some islands, and so they weren't able to visit. So the cruise was just straight shot from Miami to Cozumel and back.
Okay. Mm.
And it was
three days.
Yeah, it was like being on a giant boxcar, like a boxcar with a rudder. The worst food, mutant people. I'm not hardwired for that. Mm-hmm. The boat drill, the safety station crap, like, whoa, I got to do what?
Right, right.
Give me a drink and let me throw some confetti off this thing. No. I like toes in the sand. I like, for instance, like this vacation I got coming up. Flexibility.
Right.
Do what I want. No structure. And plus, those boats, I know they say, well, they're really big. You're stuck with, now there are 5,000 people on these things.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around people on the boat on my vacation. Be with my friends, man.
It is a lot of people. Some of these boats now, it's scary, right? How many people are on there? And to your point, I think in the dock, the three ladies, I got a feeling they were just wilding out, by the way.
Yeah.
They were really looking to have a good time, and then they got blown up. But they were like, literally, they didn't go to, what's it called, Mike? The mustard station?
The mustard station.
And so they didn't go, and then this happens, and it's
they
like,
didn't know what to do, right?
And they're like, yeah, they're freaking out. They're like, where are we going? Day-Day, if that's your first experience, I don't care who you are, you're never going on another cruise. One bad experience can ruin you.
Mm-hmm.
One bad flight experience, you don't want to fly that airline again, right? If you go to a destination vacation and the food sucks and you get sick, you don't ever want to go back to that destination ever again. So it's unfortunate, and I don't know. I was surprised more. Did you see the end?
Yeah.
Did you see what they got?
They got nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you put me through this experience, and it should have been free cruises for life for everybody on that boat. And they got like $500 and a voucher.
Right.
And you're like, what?
A voucher for a cruise that you'll never, ever go on again because of what just happened.
That blew me away. But I would not be on a cruise.
And you, as we said.
And I like them. I do. Right. I like them.
And the thing is, not to knock the industry, you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. You know, we got friends who've done those Viking cruises up and down, like the Danube and the Rhine and everything. And, of course, in the Caribbean around, Drunk Larry and his wife just did an entire cruise of the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. Once I get off the boat, I'm having a good time. Then it's back on the boat. So that's just, it's just not my vibe. But I know that millions, obviously, people do it because it's a multi-gazillion dollar industry.
No doubt.
But that cruise, that documentary is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, man. All right, moving on. Do you guys know what today is?
It is July the 1st.
Yeah, July 1st.
It's hot.
It's Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, yes. He gets his payday.
Yeah, man. No, man. The biggest, and I mean biggest, fleece in sports history.
I just didn't feel like when that deal happened that I'd still be talking about it.
Right. And how they would stretch the money out.
This long. Like, I just didn't, you know, I guess we didn't fathom that. There have been a lot of deferred deals. I know a lot of baseball players got deferred money as his contract started to get bigger and bigger, right? And you go back and a guy would sign for like, you know, 6 years, $80 million, and it sounded like it was a lot of money, and yet he had $40 million deferred through 2035. And you went, 2035? It's 2002. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And now to still be talking about Bobby Bonilla, it's absolutely insane.
But this goes back to the Wilpons. The cheap, they don't have, you want a true billionaire to be your owner in any sport.
Right.
But back then in the late 90s, Nelson Double A, the Wilpon family, they didn't have the loot. So the whole idea was to delay paying. It was a $5.9 million payoff, Carl, to get rid of him. So again, you throw in the 8% interest and it adds up. So they would have been cheaper, obviously, just to simply cut all that money then, as opposed to how it's been split up over these years.
Yeah, and I think he has till, to your point, Carl, 2032, think he has.
2035, according to USA Today.
Yeah, wow. Woo, that's a long time. All right, one more before I get out of here. And before I do that, I do got to give a shout out to, and forgive me to this young lady if she's listening. It's either Jessica or Jasmine. She works for Martyr, and she helped me out big time yesterday because I came to work and forgot all of my cards, my ID, everything.
Oh.
And I had to take Martyr to go to the car to pick my wife's car up because she drove parked at the airport and I was going to go pick it up because it was cheaper to do that versus them taking a Uber because of how many of them was. So
they went to the airport, basically went to catch their flight. You went to go get the car.
Went to get the car.
Okay.
Forgot all my everything. No cash on me whatsoever. Mm. Got over there to Martyr thinking, well, I'll just add my debit card to my wallet, you know, my digital wallet, thinking they have Tap to Pay. Get over there, they don't have Tap to Pay. So she hooked me up, let me get on, and then told me what to do to get out. Because, you know, with Martyr, I don't know the last time you rode, but you got to swipe your Martyr card to get in, and then you got to swipe it again to get out. So,
which I never understood, by the way.
Yeah, don't get me to lying. So
you're saying
the way out part of it.
Yeah, you had no cash. You had no cards.
Cards, nothing. All I had was my digital card. You know, my card digitally on my phone. So she hooked me up.
Okay.
And then luckily, I was fortunate enough that to get the car out, they did have Tap to Pay on that end.
Okay. So you got lucky.
I got lucky
on
that. Yeah. But I just wanted to give her a shout out because she saved my butt. Because Dom, I tell you, I walked back in here and I was like, I think I left my debit cards and things at home.
Ooh.
Hopefully. So that was the case.
It's bad, man. Look, I do this frequently and my wife thinks I'm a nutcase. I will get in the car and literally be like, bring. Yes, you just left. Did I leave my wallet? Literally, like, because I'm like, I put it here, and I try to put it in the same place every day on my desk, like it's the same place. But sometimes you come in, and you might leave it on the counter, right? And you just, and you walk out, and you've got 8 million things you're thinking about. But it's the worst feeling to be driving and realize, I don't have anything on me.
Oh, that's, you know, because my father-in-law, who's up in heaven with my dad, Carl, he took so much pleasure in telling everyone that story. That weekend, I left my license, left my wallet on the counter. Because I took my father-in-law up to Indy, and I was preoccupied. I had passes for the Corvette Museum and the Jim Beam tour, and I had the tickets for the race and the parking pass for Indy, and leave the wallet. And so I called Becky. She basically takes a photo of my license, and we get pulled over up in Commerce. Cop got a kick out of it and took pity on me, got a ticket for not having my license, did show I had a license. And then my father, I think the cop, probably the reason I got out of it, my father goes, my idiot son-in-law left his wallet on the counter. I got to pay for everything on this trip now.
And he did.
And he did. Proceeded to tell everybody.
Right.
I mean, we're at the race. Because nowadays, everything is, you got to have a credit card.
Right.
So he gave me $10 to run down and get some hot dogs. I come back. I go, I need your credit card. My father-in-law turns, and here's my card to go get some wieners.
So he puts you on blast the whole trip. Love it. All right, one more before we go, guys. Fox has announced they're going to air 6 women's college volleyball games for the upcoming season. Last year, the NCAA tournament secured an audience of 1.3 million viewers, and the tournament finished 41% higher than the previous year. Yeah, man, no man, good move for Fox to pick up on these women's college volleyball games.
It's moving the meter. I mean, like, the softball was huge.
Yeah,
very. Right? I think we're figuring out, and I say we as, like, the audience, who some guys pay attention, some guys don't. I get it. But I think that they're figuring out, like, there's a bigger audience out here that cares about this, mm-hmm. and it can be monetized. See, that's been the issue, right?
Right.
We can put the games on. Can we monetize it? Do enough people care about it? And I think now we're starting to see this with women's sports more and more. So, yeah, I'm going to say yeah, man.
Can I ask a question without being a sexist pig?
No, it's not beach volleyball.
Then I'm not watching. Those outfits are awesome. Those outfits. Every day, sometime on the internet, it's just it's like floating around, Carl. Somebody will have it. They'll just post it for blanks and giggles. The Brazilian team or the Argentine
team. You know
team.
What? You're a sick man.
I am a sick man.
You know that?
You got a sick mind, pal.
You're a sick man. I didn't know where you were going with
they're
that.
Wearing, like, short shorts. I mean, hot
they're
pants.
They're not wearing anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they wear the outfits the beach girls are wearing, I'm in.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, just keeping it real, man. Keep it 100.
That's nasty.
For all the degenerates out there.
All right, that's my Yeah Man, No Man for a Tuesday.
Good stuff, man. Did you get your wallet? You good today?
Yeah. It was so to your point, I have a habit of just leaving my stuff in the bathroom on the counter.
Right.
Because I'm all, you know, I figure I'm always going, but for whatever, it was more so because we were rushing yesterday to make sure they had time. Because you got to think about it, it's my wife, 4 kids, and an 81-year-old grandmother that she's got to get through TSA. Security. So I was like, well, look, if you're dropping me off, let's make sure we get out of the house on time so you have time to deal with all that. It's a holiday week, so travel probably is going to be crazy. So it was more of an instance of me rushing, but I'm surprised that I did not realize it until literally after we got off the air yesterday and I'm heading to the elevator.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling. I mean, that and not having your phone. Like, now, because we rely on our phone so much, I don't know what's worse. Like, walking out without your wallet or, like, where is my phone? Because you feel it's so insecure about, like, oh, I'm naked. All right, man, we got more to get to. Seth Emerson's going to join us coming up in about 25 minutes. Guy Talks on the way in the 4 o'clock hour. But the Braves are back at it tonight. We got to talk about what this series means for this team. Because let's be honest, you lose this series to the Angels, forget about it.
But we won it in 2021, Carl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.